started today on this next part of the sugya. This may take us a few days, but so basically, just to catch up, we have a simple machlokas, and it's not so simple to find the nafkamina, but the machlokas itself in concept is pretty simple.
Where
is,
are we starting?
I'll fill you in a second. I'm just catching up on the outside. Okay. So it's basically the question of yeshna l'shchita mitchila ve'atzof, or ein l'shchita el b'sof. Is shchita a process which is all the entire process is defined as called shchita, or is it only called shchita the very little, the end of it, that which is machshir the behemah, like the last, you know, you get 51% of the second sinner. Okay, what is called shchita? What's the nafkamina? So the Gemara tried two nafkaminas, which I'll just to give it a feel, tried to say maybe shchita of a guy, because shchita of a guy is possible. So let's say a guy shechts the first simon and a Jew shechts the second simon. So if you say that it's all called shchita, so then shchita of a guy. If you say it's only the end is called shchita, then the first simon isn't really yet, so shchita of a Jew. So the Gemara rejected that nafkamina, because even so, the guy would make it a trefa first, so it's not going to be, anyway, it's going to be possible. Right? So the Gemara says another nafkamina is like you have a halach that you have to do a malika of a chatas. A chatas ha'of is about in the lower part of the mizbeach, below the line in the middle, and a olas ha'of is above. So malika, if you do malika of an ola in the below, it's possible. It's a psal. So maybe you say if you do malika of the first simon below and then the second simon above, because an ola needs two. So if you say the whole thing is shchitas, then basically the beginning of it is really below, is in the wrong place, so it's possible. But if you say that it's only the end, which is defined as the shchitas, then it's really only the end, so the end is in the right place, so therefore it should be good. But the Gemara says, no, that's going to be possible anyways, for a different reason. Okay, whatever. So now the Gemara is still doing is it's looking for a nafkamina, and that's what we're up to today, a new nafkamina. The basic svara we said, is shchita a quantitative process or a qualitative process? Qualitative activity. Quantitative process means is you're building up a certain quantity of cutting the siman. And the shchita is when you reach that quantity, it's a shem shchita. So if that's the case, every quantity is built upon the initial quantities. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up to 51. 1 siman up to 2 simans. So that everything until that point, the quantity itself rests on the beginning quantities. So therefore, the entire thing is one continuous process from beginning to end. Where do you say shchita is a qualitative action of severing the simanim, or of creating a two-siman cut? So if that's the case, is the moment of reaching the rov is the defined as the shchita, and everything else is merely a hechsher. It's merely a hechsher. It's not part of the thing. It's the quality of severing, and the quality emerges at the moment of you reach rov. Then it's only defined by the self, and the beginning of it is not really part of the Shem Shchita. Right? So you could separate out the beginning and the end. So that's basically the svara we're going with, at least for now. But we're trying to look for a nafkamina, and that's where we're up to the next part of the Gemara, which is about to find and try to find another. It's yet to find the nafkamina. So it's a nice theoretical question, but if there's no nafkamina, then whatever. Who cares? There must be some machlokas here. It is machlokas. So what are they arguing about, practically? Okay, so now we're up to Lo Nechleku. Lo Nechleku. Chavtev Samabez, it's like the 10th or 15th line about. Lamata is the first word in the line. Lo Nechleku. Ella Kigon. Okay, now let's get this case. Ella Kigon, Sheshachat Simen Echa Bechutz. You shecht one simen outside. Simen Echa Bechutz. And one simon inside. Okay. So the halacha wasn't mechutz mifnim. So Rashi says, no, it doesn't say. So there's halacha is shchut echatz. You're not allowed to shecht kadshim outside of the mikdash. Okay, that's psal. Apostles the kadshim. It's a lav. It's apostle. Whatever. Right. So let's say you shecht one simon outside of the mikdash, another simon inside the mikdash. Leman dami yeshan shchutim tchilat zov. Mechayev. Kohen Zoi says the whole thing is shchita as yechayev, because it's shchut echatz. Yechayev, it's iser, yechayev malchus, or whatever. According to the side of the mind, it's self, lo mechayev, because the shchita is defined by the self, and the self is inside. Right? Okay, Rashi. No Rashi, Mishon Chut Echatz. So that, the Gemara is saying, is a nav kamina, right? Because the halacha is you can't do a ma'isa of shchutei chutz. Ma'isa of shchutei chutz. So is this defined as a ma'isa of shchutei chutz? So it depends. If you define the ma'isa by the self, then the self was inside. It's not b'chutz. If you define the ma'isa by the whole thing, so then it's shchutei chutz. Right? So it sounds like a nav kamina, right? And this the Gemara is going to reject this. And this is going to be the problem. To interpret this is going to be a little tricky. So the Gemara says, no. Elmer le Rabba bar Simi. Mar lo amar hachi. Mar didn't say this. Umaru, who's Mar? Rav Yosef. Heicha deshachat simenecha b'chutz v'simenecha b'fnim. If you shecht one simen outside and one simen inside, nami pasal. It's still pasal. It's still pasal. According to everybody. Even if you say, okay, this is what we have to get. Even if you say in the shechita of a self, it's a qualitative action, it's defined by the end, still, if you shech one simen outside and one simen inside, it's going to be pasal. Why? Shari asa ba maisa chata sa'of b'chutz. Because you did an action of chata sa'of outside. And therefore you're going to be chayev. Now what are we talking about here? Are we talking about a chata sa'of? So obviously not. If we're talking about a chata sa'of, then you're only doing one simon, right? So it must be talking about something which demands two simanim. So what are the possibilities we're talking about? What are the possibilities?
Ola sa'of or behema?
Right. So either we're talking about ola sa'of, which is two simanim, or we're talking about a behema, which is two simanim. Right? And it's saying is, if you shaft one siman outside, so you're chayav, or shchutei chutz, because you did a ma'isa, which is considered a shchita by a chata sa'of. Okay? But who cares? This isn't a chata sa'of. Right? This isn't a chata sa'of. So yesterday we talked about if you're doing an ola in the place of a chatas, there's a psul because you're doing an ola like a chatas. Then I understand. That's the very nature of the psul. To do an ola in the place of a chatas, to do the ma'isa of a chatas on an ola. But this has nothing to do with that. This is shchutei chutz. This is doing a karma, shechting a karma outside. So now the shchita, this is an ola, let's say. Or this is a behema, let's say. And the shchita is two simanim. And you're doing the second simen, the sof, which is called shchita by the sof, inside. So who cares that I did that action, which by a chata, sa'of, would be considered a shchita. But bottom line is, this isn't a chata sof. This isn't an ola sof. This is a behema.
You do chata sof. Chutz or b'fnem?
Chutz, of course. And b'fnem. Everything. Yeah, all come on us are b'fnem. Yeah.
It's not like you actually were successful.
No. You just did. No, you did one simen of chata sof.
It's like a puzzle.
Yeah, it's puzzle. If you're doing one simen b'chutz and one simen b'fnem. But kachim is always shechta b'fnem. But you're doing one b'chutz. But if you were doing the action which would be sufficient for a shechita shechata sof, but of course it's supposed to be inside. That's why the problem is you're doing it outside. Right? So we have to read Rashi. But in thinking about this, it might be relevant whether we're talking about a bird or we're talking about an animal. Okay, we're talking about ola sof or we're talking about a behema. So I think Rashi and Tosfos argue on that. So let's see Rashi. It says, Mar lo amar hachi.
Wait, where is the Rashi?
On the left side, Mar lo amar.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
De ilu be'of im shachat simen rishon b'chutz. By an oaf, if you shacht one simen by, see, he's talking about by an oaf, right? You shacht one simen outside. Mechayev, Yechayev, even though it's an ola. Why? Shaharei dekavasa kasher bifnim, because that amount of a shchita, namely one semen, is kosher bifnim, b'melika is chatas ha'of. V'chatas ha'of. Right, when you do melika. Okay? So therefore, somehow, since when you're doing it, v'chatas, that amount is considered shchita, or melika. So too here, when you're doing it outside, so that amount is significant to me mechayev you for shchut echutz, even though it's an ola, which demands two simanim, right? Interesting, because what would you say according to Rashi if you're talking about a behema? Would you say the same thing about a behema? That if you do a behema, you do one siman outside and one siman inside. No, because
one siman isn't anything.
Right, and why would Rashi specifically make the case by an oaf, by Ola's oaf? Right, Rashi says, he didn't have to say this, doesn't say this in the Gemara. He says, so you see, he's learning this specifically by oaf. Presumably because, yeah, like Mark's saying, yeah, because Chatas Ola, at least by an oaf, there is a kind of an oaf which has one siman. But by Behema, which is always two simanim, so then you'd say, Pashut, one siman outside, who really cares? It's only one siman is nothing, it's not shchita.
Why
don't you say that? I don't know, Rashi says that. Marlo or Marachi. Rashi. Yeah. Dilu ba'ov.
He's going on the Gemara.
The Gemara doesn't say it's by an oaf.
Shari asa ba'masa chatasa oaf.
Yeah, that's true, but it means you did to it, the behema, let's say you can learn.
Right.
You did to the behema, the maisa chatas oaf, because
right.
You did one siman.
So I should say, if your animal was an oaf.
If it's an oaf, if you shechted siman rishon b'chutz,
b'chayev.
Right. Why?
What does it mean?
No, why? The shaharei, the kavase, kasher b'fnim, b'mlikas chatas oaf. Because that which is the same as that, you'd be chayev for, is kasher b'fnim, b'mlikas chatas oaf. So he's not saying oaf because of chatas oaf.
If you did it inside, it'd be kosher.
By, not by this, by chatas oaf. But this is an olas oaf.
So I'm not sure why Rashi has to know it's olas oaf.
Why does he? I don't know.
No,
but he does.
Why
am I saying he does?
Yeah,
well, what does he say, do ilu ba'of? That's talking about chatas oaf, or he means olas oaf?
He means chatas oaf.
No, so that doesn't read because it says the ilu ba'ov 15 say if by baya chatas ha'ov.
Right.
So it doesn't read because it's the ilu ba'ov by chatas ha'ov m'shachat seven rishon b'chutz b'chayev. Of course you're chayev. That's chut echutz. That is one seven. It's a chatas ha'ov. There is only one seven chatas ha'ov. If he's talking about chatas ha'ov, you don't have to explain it. But he's talking about an olas ha'ov. Why you chayev ayolas elf if you do one siman outside? It's not shchita. I'll tell you why. Shari dekavose kasher b'fnim. Because that amount is kasher b'fnim, not by an ola, because by an ola it's not. What?
Right, not
b'mlikas. No. But dekavose, that amount is kasher b'fnim b'mlikas chatas elf. B'mlikas chatas elf, that amount is kasher. So therefore, even though here we're not talking about a chatas, we're talking about an ola, still, since that amount is kasher b'fnim by a chatas, therefore it's sufficient to be mechayev you by an ola. But in theory, you can use the same logic by a behema. You say, I do a behema, two semana, one semen, so I say, kavase, if I do one semen by a chatas, oh, it would be considered to be chayev. So then it should be chatas, also it should be chayev for shchut. So he says, no, that he doesn't seem like Rashi wants to go that far. He doesn't want to say that you carry over from chatas ha'of to a behema, because that's not the kavase. That's like it's different by a behema. What's one siman by a behema? Nothing. Oh, by an oaf, it's true. By an olas oaf, not. But by chatas ha'of, yeah. So therefore, it seems like it's right. I'm saying pshat and Rashi. If you don't believe me, that that's Rashi. I'm reading Rashi, right? Look at Tosfos. You're going to shachat siman echad b'chutz. That's our case. Piers bekunchos be'ov kachem. Bekasha lepirusha. And he's going to start asking all kinds of kashas. And he's going to learn that no, it's not talking about by an oath. It's talking about by a behemoth. Right? So we're talking about by Behema, Venero Lafarish, Tari Behema, talking about by Behema. So this is the Machlokas. But this is the Rashi. But I mean, I think it's clear if you read Rashi carefully, and that's what he's saying. But. So the question is going to be, though, both Rashi, Tosfos, whatever, who cares? You're not talking about Chatas Of. You're not talking about Chatas Of. You're talking about the Nolos Of. If you're dealing with the Chatas Of, it's Pasha. Chatas Of, Shechita is one semen. Of course, if you do one semen outside, you're Chayav Shechita Chatas. There is only one semen. Who cares what you do with the second semen? It's a Chatas. All that matters is one Shechita, one semen. After that is nothing. So it must be talking about a case where it's not the Shechita of one semen. It's talking about an Ola or a Behema. We need two simanim. But yet, the one simon, which is not shchita really, here, is considered yichayim for shchita chutz. Because when you're dealing with chatas of, it's considered shchita. But look at this further in Rashi. There's a little bit more in Rashi, which makes makes things kind of interesting. I don't know. I'm not sure if it's. You'll see. Hashochet. Oh, you see where I am? I'm at the period. In the Rashi, it's the beginning of the line. Hashochei, in the middle of that Rashi, my Allah Marachi. Hashochei of kadshim mechatz chayef. If you shecht an oaf kadshim outside, you chayef. Okay, the yalaf me ribuya the asher yishchat veishchidas kadshim, because you learn as a riboy from asher yishchat. Per hashochei, avaham molek, it's a oaf pater. So this is a very interesting halacha. Okay? You may have not noticed this, even though we said it, you may have not noticed it. Is that by kajim, how do you shecht, so to speak, a bird of kajim? You do malika. You do malika. You don't use a knife. Use your fingernail. Knife's possible. Okay? You do malika. Okay? But there's no such thing as shechita of an oaf of kachem. Okay, you always use your fingernail. But let's say I do malika of a bird, of a kachem bird, b'chutz, right? So I'm not chayev. I'm only chayev for its shechting a bird of kachem outside. It's a little bit funny, because normally you think, what is shechita chutz? Is the avoda, which you're supposed to do inside, you do outside, right? That which you're supposed to do inside, that you didn't do it, or you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to do it in the mikdash only, not outside, right? So you'd think that since the avoda on a bird is melika, the iser of shchut echutz would be melika schutz. That's what you think. But it turns out just opposite. Malika schutz you're not chayev, and shchita schutz you are chayev. Shchita schutz, I'm not doing the avoda, I'm doing shchita. Shchita is not avoda, shchita is what I do on birds of chula, not on birds of kachem. But it's a Gemara, and maybe even a Mishnah, I forget, in Zvachim Kufiraf. Right? Kufiraf. So it kind of makes things, why is that important here? It's interesting altogether. It begs an explanation. It begs for an explanation. But it's interesting here because what are you doing now? You're doing one simen. You're olas off. You're doing shchita of one simen outside. Right? And then you're doing the second simen inside. Right? Shchita of one simen outside. So now why are you saying this is shchita chutz? Because the same action bifnim would be a chatas of? No, it wouldn't. You do shchita, you're not doing malika. If you do malika, then of course it's not shchita chutz. So you have to be doing the shchita. But what do you mean? The same action bifnim wouldn't be anything. It's one semen, but it's shchita, and I'm using my shchita knife, not my fingernail. So it's like, it's kind of based on the same problem of like, how is shchita chutz and not malika b'chutz? The whole thing, it's kind of like, you know, centering around that same problem. But it is a problem, and I think this is what Tosfos is going to be bothered by a little bit. Okay? it's a little bit better. Tosis doesn't hold. We're talking about birds. We're talking about birds, and then you know, run into this problem. At least, yeah. Sort of. You still run into the problem because you're saying, why is one simon good? Because by that's kosher by chatas of. But not no, it isn't. The chatas of is do malika. It's still kind of the same problem. Yeah. So here's what I think we should do. This is like, it's going to get a little bit complicated here, I think. But I think we have to do it slow. So I think what we should do is we should read. Let's try to work on Rashi. But I think the way we should learn Rashi is let's learn the Tosfos and see his kashas on Rashi. And then try to learn Rashi. And we'll worry about learning Tosfos afterwards. But I just think sometimes, like, to appreciate what Rashi is doing, it helps to see the problems. You don't realize the issues which Tosfos is going to raise on him. And then we'll be able to put the questions together and see if we could figure out what Rashi is really learning. Because there's certain problems here we're not noticing. Okay? Let's look at Tosfos. Let's see Tosfos as kashas on Rashi. So he says like this. Pirish be kontras. Be of kashal. Kashal of pirisho. The my time of the man the potter. How could anyone say you're potter? From Shchut Nechatz here. The kivon de bimalika bechutz lo machayev. He's talking about by a bird. Okay, so what is it talking about by olosa of? Right? Olosa of. You're doing one simon outside, one simon inside. So Tosis is saying, how could you not be chayev for one simon? Because you're not doing malika outside, because by a kachim you do malika, but by shchutei chutz is only by shchita, not by malika. Ela b'shchita. So what are you doing? You're doing shchita b'chutz. Okay? So it must be the cases we're talking about where you're doing shchita. Okay, so what? V'harei osa hechshur shchita b'chutz. So by birds, what's shchita by a bird? There's only one kind of shchita by a bird. One simon. Two simon is only by malika, but you're not doing malika. You're doing shchita. Right? You're doing shchita. Because it's outside. Shchita chutz is only where you're doing shchita. Now, shchita is one simon. So you did a false shchita. So you did shchita chutz. Because that's the whole issue. The issue is to do shchita b'chutz. And shchita of a bird is always one simon. So if you're doing malika, then I can understand you could say you're not going to be chayev because you didn't do the second simon. But since you're doing shchita, because the issue of shchita chutz is to do shchita b'chutz, so now you're doing shchita, full shchita, one simon outside. So how can anyone argue? Even if you say ain lo shchita lo b'sof, it is the self of shchita, because shchita is b'sof, it's only one simon. Right? You follow that? Right, that's an interesting question. Okay. Second question, he says, ve'od, Rabbi Yosef Nami, Rabbi Yosef himself was saying, Yechayev, lamalei leminka, chari asaba maisa chata sa'of. Why is he saying, because you did a maisa, which is chayev by a chata sa'of. Have lei lemeimar, he should have said, mishum de hechsher shchita sa'of, pesamenechon. Even the side who's saying, why is it shchita chutz? Because you did an action which is shchita by a chata sa'of. Just say, because you did shchita. Since you're doing shchita, say, of by shchita by of is one simon. So you say, why is it shchita chutz? Because you're doing shchita. Shchita sa'of is always one simon. Why does he have to make reference to chata sa'of? It has nothing to do with that. You're not doing malika. You're doing shchita, and shchita is one simon. So how could anybody argue? And even the side who says you're chayev, he's not saying it right. If you're talking about by an oath, shchita is one simon, period. It should just say that. This is all trying to indicate we're not talking about oath. That's where Tosfos is going. But he's like, if it's by oath, shchita is always one simon and simple. Ve'od, the nakat Rav Yosef, echad b'chutz ve'echad b'fnem nami psula. Right? He says, if you do one, what's the case here? You do one simon b'chutz and one simon b'fnem, it says it's possible. Right? It's possible. Why? Because that's shchita chutz, right? Talking about by Allah according to Rashi. So shchita chutz, right? Because that's why it's possible. Mashma, what's the mashma? Hashneim b'fnem k'shera. But if you did them both inside, it would be kosher, right? That's what it's saying. Why is it possible? Because you did one simon outside, and therefore it's shchita chutz. But if you do them both inside, then it'll be fine. One second. If it's talking about by an oaf, it's possible because you're doing shechita, you're not doing malika. So it's like a bigger problem. Why don't you say it's possible because you're doing shechita? V'chayev ha'beilei l'minka. Well, psula should have said chayev. See, if you say that if you do one siman outside and one siman inside, you're chayev. So you'll tell me, oh, why am I chayev? Because shchut echutz, because that one siman matters. But if I did them both inside, it wouldn't be chayev for shchut echutz. But he doesn't say chayev, he says psula. So he says, if I do one siman outside, one siman inside, it's possible. What? But if they did both siman on them inside, it would be possible, because I'm doing the wrong action, I'm doing shchut, I'm not doing malika. Okay, so that's like the chashman of the thing, just the word lashon, it's using the wrong word. Fine. Veneer of fire, sorry, bam. So he's going to go on a different shot. Okay, he's going to go on a different shot. But let's ignore his shot, and let's see if we could explain Rashi. Okay? So his kashas on Rashi are, basically, if we're talking about Malika, from Ashrita, not Malika, so then, why do you have to say the reason why you're chayev is because by chatas ha'ov you do one semen? Just say because by malika, by shchita, since we're doing shchita, shchitas ha'ov is one semen. It should be simple as that. Why does he have to make recourse to chatas ha'ov in order to show why you're chayev? It has nothing to do with that. Just say because shchitas ha'ov is always one semen. And if you'll say, oh, because this isn't chulin, that's by chulin. Well, this isn't chatas ha'ov either. This is an olas ha'ov. So altogether, what's the sense of learning out from chatas ha'ov to olas ha'ov? Basically, the question is, how do we learn the Gemara according to Rashi? What's the Gemara's explanation of why you're saying you're chayev? For even if you say in shchidel b'sof, why do you say chayev if you do one semen outside? Because by an olas ha'ov, because by a chatas ha'ov one siman is good. Who cares? Who cares what by a chatas ha'ov? And if you want to say, oh, because anyways, say because shchita, since you're doing shchita, and by shchita one siman is considered shchita. Let's get the ball rolling here. I mean, we're gonna have to. This is more, a lot more here. Tosis, whatever. But let's just get the basic getting started here. So for starters, one thing is that I think Rashi, and we'll get back to this, but I don't think Rashi cares. Malika, Shchita, it's all the same, basically. In a certain sense, it's all the same. Shchita, Malika, one, look, when you do it b'fnem, you do it with your fingernail, you do it outside, you do it with a knife. But that's one difference. But essentially, the halachos are the same, and you have a right to learn from Shchita to Malika to whatever. That difference doesn't matter. He's not making like an essential differentiation between Shchita and Malika like Tosos is. Tosos is saying, how do you learn from Shchita to Malika? Whether it's Shchita or not to Malika? You know, yeah, Malika, Chatas is one, but what about Shchita? Shchita is always one. Right? It sounds like Rashi is just learning. Shchita and Malika is just a difference of utensil. Are you using your fingernail or are you using your knife? But it's the same thing. And in terms of the quantity, you can carry over from what you can learn things from shchita to from lika to shchita and vice versa. Okay, so now the thing is like this, and this actually gets to something, Jay, what you brought up yesterday, is that according to Rashi, the Gemara is saying, like this, is that shchita Malika by Oph is really one summon. Essentially, the Shem Shchita is really one summon. Okay? It's not two summon. It's one summon. But by Olas HaOph, the Torah says, don't just do the basic Shchita, the Malika. Go all the way and cut off its head. Mimav Del Rosh. Not pshat. You could have learned two ways, and we talked about this possibility yesterday, but at that stage in the Gemara wasn't here yet. But I think at this stage in the Gemara, you could have looked at it as saying is Shchita Sa'of is one semen by Chulan and by Chatas, and Shchita Sa'of is two semen by Ola. The Gemara is saying no. At this step, the Gemara is making a move, is to say it's not true. There's no two different levels of what is defined as shlita. By an oath, shlita, malika, is one summon. But the Torah says it's a separate mitzvah that by olas ha'oth, you have to do like an advanced shlita. You have to do a shlita shlema. You can't rely on like the basic shlita. But does it have a shem shlita after one summon? Yes. Well, how do you know? Because by Chantas it does. And to tell me that, you could tell me that by Chulin, Shchita is one, and by Kadshim, Shchita is two. That much I could have heard, says the Gemara, says Rashi. But to tell me that by Kadshim, by Chantas, Shchita is one, and by Ola, Shchita is two, that, the Gemara is saying, is not, does not make sense. But the fact that you see that by Chatas Ha'of, one simon is the Shrita, is the Malika, so you could derive that by Ola also, intrinsically, the Shem Malika emerges at one simon. And the second simon is just like a separate mitzvah, is a mitzvah to go further. And therefore, if I have an Ola Ha'of, and I shecht one simon outside, I did Shlutei Chatz, because the Shem Shlita really emerged. I ain't Shlita Ela B'Self. That is the Self. The Self means when it emerges as Shlita, not when I finish. The point is, when does it emerge as Shlita? If you were to say that Ola Sa'of Shlita equals two Simanim, then one Simon is nothing. It didn't do anything. But if you say that even by Ola, really the Shem Shlita emerges at one, it just is a mitzvah to go further. So then, in terms of Shlutei Chatz, as long as I have the Shem Shchita, then I'm going to be over. So since one simon is the Shem Shchita, as is evidenced by Chatas, so therefore I'm going to be chayev for one simon. And the reason why the Gemara says you're chayev for one simon, Tosus asked, why don't you just say, because one simon is considered a shchita by chulin, right? So you chayev for one simon, because by chulin one simon is enough. But the answer is, you could have said chulin is different from kachem. You could have said by chulin one simon is shchita, but by kachem it's a different definition. It's two simanim. But that's why the Gemara says, since you see even by kachem one simon is considered a shchita, so therefore by must be by Ola also that's defined as a Shlita, and the demand for going all the way is a separate thing, but that's not going to be necessary in order to have the din, in order to be Chayev for Shlita Chutz. So Shlita Chutz is just going to be on the basic Shem Shchit. Yeah, this is kind of what was bothering you yesterday. You thought it should be this way. You preferred it this way. And I was telling you it's very nice, but that's not what the Gemara is learning. And I think it's true. That wasn't how the Gemara was learning. But now the Gemara is being forced into going to, you know, that stage of the Gemara wasn't where it was going that way. And there's Rashi wasn't going that way. They were learning it's the Sof Malika. The Malika really ends then. I'm saying now the Gemara shifts. And that's why the Gemara tries to say this is an Av Kamina. It says, no. This isn't how Mara learned. This isn't how Yosef learned. Yosef learned the other way. He learned that this, even in this case, this is not going to be. So you get this isn't a good way to get shchita mitchilah v'atzof nafkaminos, because even by olas of, it looks like it's a two simon shchita. It's not a two simon shchita. It's a one simon shchita. The second simon is totally different, and therefore you can't get a nafkamina in your mitchilah v'atzof from the case of olas of. It's not going to work because olas of is really shchita at one simon. And therefore, you have to go looking for something else. That's how Rashi's learning this, you know, what the Gemara is doing here. And the Raya, again, it's proving it from, not from Chulin. You can't prove it from Chulin, because Chulin isn't going to help, because you could have argued that Chulin is different. And I think, again, the other aspect of it is, I think he's learning, he's not differentiating Chulin, Shchita, Shchita, Malika. You're doing Shchita now, so how could you say, who cares, you're doing Shchita? Yeah, by Chatas Ha'of, it's not kosher if you were to do this action. because by Chatas Of you'd have to do Malika. So that doesn't matter. It seems like according to Rashi, Shchita Malika are the same. It just happens to be one's in someone's outside. But essentially, you have a right to derive what's considered the Shem Shchita from Shchita to Malika to Shchita. It's just some different of implement what you're using, whether you happen to be inside or outside. But the shame of the Maisa of Chatichas Simanim is defined by one Siman or two Simanim, and it doesn't matter whether you're inside or outside. It's just a separate thing. When you're doing it in Kodshim, in the Mikdash, the way you do it is you don't use a knife, but you use use your fingernail. When you're outside, you do it with your knife. And that's why, could be that's why also you see the Shchita Chutzis is outside, is Shchita, is not Malika. Because Shchita and Malika are essentially the same thing. It's just that it's a separate Chiddush, the Torah says, when you're doing it inside, then you use a knife, then you use your fingernail. But if you do it outside, then it's always the ordinary Shchita. I mean, that demands a little further thought, but that's like kind of the why part of that. It's trying to show you, not saying, why not say, because if you shechted one siman by a chatas of outside, you'd be chayef. Because it's trying to show you that one siman has the same shchita.
Isn't that a better way to show you?
No, the better way to show you is by the primary halacha, not by the deviation case, not by the case of psal. You show me from the fact that in chatas, you actually shecht one siman. The real way to do it is bifnim. The right way to do it is you shecht one siman. So you see that as a shame shchita. The shame shchita by kachem is one siman. How do you know? Because by an oaf, you see, by chatas oaf, you shecht one siman. Don't do it inside, outside, it's just a normal case. You shecht one siman is a shame shchita by kachem. How do you know? Check it out. Look at the normal halacha. What does the Torah say? How do you shecht the chatas? You shecht one siman. So that proves that it's one siman. It's not trying to show parallel, it's trying to get to the core of how do you know that there's a shem shchita. The question is the shem shchita by kodshim shchita by olas ha'of? You see, you have to do two simanim. Generally, it's normal halacha. You have to do two simanim. Is that because there is no shem shchita unless you have two simanim by kodshim? By the ola? Or is it because it's a super ed halacha? The way you prove it, nothing to do with chutz. It's just a general question, which doesn't you don't even need chutz to ask this question. General question, theoretical question. By Ola, you do two simanim. What's the idea? Is it like a behema that simply shchita is two simanim? Or do you say, no, shchita is one simin, but you use a mitzvah to go further? So the way he's proving it is by chatas, because by chatas, you see, you do one simin. And he's not mistaber to the Gemara that it's going to be two different shem shchitas, both by chatas and by Ola. Right, which Jay didn't like it either. I mean, you could argue. It's not intrinsically impossible. That's what the Gemara is saying. it's not Mustaber, the different Shem Shchitas. So you don't need Chutz to go there. Chutz is just the way it expresses itself in this case, is when it comes to Chutz. But the theoretical question is a question even by Pnim. It is a Nafkamina ends up by Shchute Chutz. Is if you shecht one simon outside, is it a Shem Shchita or not? There's no nafkamina by inside because you have to do two simanim anyways, and you can't just change that avodah. You don't have the discussion, just do one, and the mitzvah is to do two, and that's it. You can't be yotze with one. But the nafkamina is vis-vis shchut echutz. But the Gemara is trying to prove it. It proves it just from the normal case. You don't need to go to shchut echutz to prove it. Just go to the primary open halacha. That halacha of shchut echutz by chatas of is a derivative of the fact that the mitzvah by shchut by of is one, by chatas of is one simon. So of course the shchut echutz by of is one simon. So we can think it over a little bit, but I think what we should do is next week we should turn to Tosfos and see how Tosfos is learning. Yeah, because he learns all things by Vehema. He rejects Rashi, Tosfos is by Vehema.